The 23rd of December, 14 games, way too many, but we need to talk about them and we need to talk about some injuries. And then we can go and enjoy some NBA and then Christmas before we get back into it. This is the Monday pregame show. Let's go balls deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You're the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. Don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny getting tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy. That's all that I need.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball. Ooh, international. I'm Adam King, your host, at AdamKing91 on Twitter. And at adamking91.bsky.social on Blue Sky. Go and find us, look us up, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere else that you download podcasts. We should be there, I assume. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. Go and bother Dan Bespris. He's got nothing better to do at this time of year. At Dan Bespris at Old Man Squad on Blue Sky. 14 games, oh, it's way too many. I mean, it's good to have so much choice, but it makes setting rosters very frustrating. Who do I pick? Who do I bench? Undoubtedly, you are going to bench someone who you should have played, and you will play someone you should have benched, especially when you're in so many leagues like I am. It's inevitable. So focus on the positives. Try to overlook those players that you forgot about. Let's get into the games. All right. Boston at Orlando. Should be a good one. Well, if Orlando were healthy. They are not. But we'll see. Orlando do find a way to grind games down. So we'll see how they go in this one. For Boston, Sam Hauser is questionable. Other than that, clean injury sheet, which means no streaming. And again, all the streaming that we talk about for tonight's games, it's going to be really, really hard to stream because you have probably got all of your players active, I would say, for a lot of you. If not, you might have one or two that aren't, but with only two teams that aren't playing tonight, streaming is very hard. For the Celtics, we know they are without Paolo Banchero, Franz Wagner, Mo Wagner, Gary Harris remains out. We give Anthony Black a look, I guess. He was really good in that. Cole Anthony. Well, both, to be fair, but Cole Anthony is who I was referring to. Cole Anthony was very good in that last game, but hasn't really done much this season. Yeah, if you have a free guard spot, give one of those two guys a look. And we're going to see a lot more of Goga Badadze, or not a lot more, but we're going to see him for a longer period this season, I think, in a significant role with Mo Wagner. Gone. Utah at Cleveland. Utah, I feel like they've won a couple in a row now. So Keontae George is doubtful again. Colin Sexton has been good in the last couple of games without Keontae George, so I would probably start Colin Sexton tonight. Against Cleveland, it's not an ideal matchup, but he seems to be playing heavy minutes again. So, yeah, I'm okay with starting him. Clarkson will probably start alongside of him. Svi Mykhailiuk. Look, he did something in the last game. I'm not sure I'd have him tonight or start him or anything. Hopefully Kessler can do a little bit more. This is a favorable matchup in terms of height and size on the court. But against Jarrett Allen, Evan Mobley, it's tough to rack up stats. But hopefully Walker Kessler can do enough tonight. John Collins also doubtful with... Now, I was reading the injury report. Where is he? Oh, such a long injury report tonight. Jakob Poeltl's out again. I think we knew that. Oh, man, how far? All right, hip contusion for John Collins. So, yeah, doubtful usually means not playing. For Cleveland, Dean Wade questionable. That doesn't matter. Max Strus will play. He missed the last game, but that was just rest injury management. Caris LeVert, I have him. I'm not going to start him tonight. We'd probably need a blowout, but even in a blowout, he probably won't play more than 25 minutes. So I don't think there's much there to talk about for Cleveland. Interesting matchup here, San Antonio at Philly. Philly fully healthy, basically. Or Eric Gordon's out, if that matters to anyone. But let's start with the Spurs, who are also relatively healthy. Nice to have some healthy teams at this time of the year. Spurs have their potentially long-term starting lineup locked in now. Devin Vassell, Jeremy Sochan, both in there. Steph Castle, no. Julian Champagne, no. I don't think we're really rostering those guys anymore now that everyone is healthy. For the Sixers, Maxey is probable with, what's he got? Illness, right. Okay. Illnesses are tricky. We do often see them downgraded close to tip-off. So keep an eye on that. If he is out, Kyle Lowry is the obvious one, but I just don't think he's got it in him to start anymore. Maybe they go with Caleb Martin, just let Paul George handle the ball a bit more. I don't know. There'll be some choices. I do see questions there. I will get to those. So just keep in mind, I'm just trying to get through the games basically at this point, but we will get to the questions. So fear not. Oubre should still be rostered. I know he wasn't as good in the last game, but I think we're still rostering him. Houston at Charlotte. Houston are without Tari Eason again. I'm not worried about Eason in terms of what he can do, but I am worried that this injury absence is playing Jabari Smith into form. And so when Eason comes back, is he only going to be a 21, 22 minute per night player? Because that's borderline. He needs 25 plus, I think, to be rosterable. Same goes for Amen Thompson. He's been pretty average of late. I wouldn't be starting him tonight based on what we've seen. This is a good matchup for them against Charlotte. But, yeah, I'd be okay benching Amen tonight. Dylan Brooks has been on a heater. His production could link directly to what Amen Thompson can do. So just keep an eye on that. For the Hornets, LaMelo is back. Mark Williams is back. Brandon Miller remains out. So we're not having anything to do with Nick Richards or Vasily Micic tonight. This is a relatively healthy lineup other than Brandon Miller, but Cody Martin just comes in. He's on a normal night, six games, seven games. He's probably worth a look, but tonight probably not, I don't think. He just doesn't do enough across the board for me. Toronto at New York. RJ Barrett, late scratch last night. Tonight he is questionable. They're probably just going to see how he feels closer to tip-off. So it's hopefully they let us know before 7 p.m. Eastern so we can lock him in if we need to. Scotty Barnes was pretty rough last night offensively, so hopefully he can get things going. We had a really good performance from Jacoby Walter last night. I wouldn't be confident in running him out there again, even if Barrett is out. But you could if you were feeling lucky. No Jakob Poeltl, no Emmanuel Quickley, no Bruce Brown. So he'll play, but against the Knicks could be tough. Jamal Shedd was also good last night. He had a double-double. If Barrett's out, I might prefer Shedd. I don't know. I think his floor is a little bit safer just because he does more. Walter is really just a scorer. And then the GOAT, Kelly Olynyk, is not on the injury report. So that is good. He played 25 minutes last night, put up a really nice line. It'd be nice if we had a timeline on Jakob Poeltl. I think if we knew he was going to be out a week, 2 weeks, whatever, I think Olynyk would be an add. I think he can be streamed at the moment, but again, tonight, really tough. And the Knicks, we don't need to talk about the Knicks because they're just going to run their starters into the ground as they always do. Minnesota at Atlanta. The Wolves, some injuries, but nothing significant. So running with a healthy lineup. Dante DiVincenzo finally had a good game in the last one. Mike Conley, I'm getting a bit worried about. The minutes are still okay, but he just can't do anything. Let's see if a game against Atlanta helps, because Atlanta do not play defense, as we know. So maybe an opportunity for Conley to just get something going on offense here. Jaden McDaniels, wouldn't be surprised if this is one of his better games against Atlanta, but we will see. For Atlanta, Trae Young questionable with his heel issue. Bogdan Bogdanović also questionable. If Trae doesn't play, we know that Dyson will just do a lot more, as will DeAndre Hunter. Hunter's been good enough to roster. We sort of know what's what here in Atlanta. The only name we're probably considering is Larry Nance, who has been very good with Onyeka Okongwu out. Okongwu is still out for another couple of games at least. So I think we're rolling with Larry Nance until his minutes drop off. But if he's playing 22, 23 minutes, I think there's enough there for him to be rostered. Brooklyn at Miami. Brooklyn, Ben Simmons playing really well, 31, 32 minutes most nights. So he should be rostered. We're getting closer to Cam Thomas. Still no word. He was meant to be reevaluated on the weekend, and I don't know if we actually heard an update. I don't recall seeing anything. I would assume after Christmas he'll be back. The streaming, we know there's streaming value here, but is it Shake Milton? Is it Martin? Is it Wilson? Is it Keon Johnson? Is it Noah Clowney? It's one of about six guys, so it's hard. I think with Finney Smith out, Clowney is an intriguing option, but yeah, it's pretty risky in Brooklyn. For Miami, do we keep rolling with Drew Smith? I will. I added him in two or three leagues, maybe. I'll throw him out there tonight and see what he does. He's playing high 20s, low 30s in minutes. He's getting steals. He's hitting threes. I think he's ahead of Pelé Larsen, ahead of Jaime Jaquez. So, yeah, I'm happy to roll with Drew Smith tonight and just see what he can do. He may not start, but he could play close to started minutes. Jimmy Butler is questionable. Obviously, him being in or out impacts Drew Smith, but I still like him as a bit of a flyer who you could consider starting tonight, despite there being 14 games. The Bucks, they're without Dame, they're without Giannis tonight. So we're going to get a whole lot of Bobby Portis. Ryan Rollins, I talked about him on the whatever the post-game show was when they played. I like him against the Bulls. Not a lot of defense there. So I don't know. Ryan Rollins is intriguing tonight. They seem to be comfortable playing him ahead of DeLon Wright, ahead of AJ Green. I don't know. I might give him a look. If you've got really deep rosters, maybe. I'd certainly rather him over Andre Jackson. Chris Middleton should do a lot as well with no Giannis and no Dame. For the Bulls, Josh Giddey, questionable to return with his ankle injury. Dosunmu, probably someone we could consider benching tonight as well, especially if Giddey plays. Patrick Williams, he's probably rostered. I wouldn't be starting him tonight. And the same probably goes for Lonzo Ball. All right. Let's have a look at some questions so I can talk about something else. Would I be better off holding Oubre, Middleton, and Ben Simmons or dropping them to using those in the 17 league? Goga is on the wire too. 17, I don't know. I mean, how deep are your rosters? Are they 12 deep? I guess trying to get an idea of how many you usually, how many roster spots do you have and how many active roster spots do you have? Because this could be a 17 league, but with 20 roster spots. So that obviously makes it more like a standard league. So if you, pop the answer to that in there and I'll get to that one. Joseph Kim, how are we feeling about Tobias Harris? 10 team, 9 cat punting 3 is pretty disappointing, yes. Feels like the waiver wire has better options. In a 10 team, he's pretty borderline. I think he's top 80, top 90. And that means 10 team league, 9 roster spots. He's pretty borderline, I think, and doesn't have the upside to get into the top 50 like I thought we would. So I think he's probably okay as a drop in a 10 team if your waiver wire is pretty deep. Because, you'd need to be getting some talent back on the roster there. Shining Knight just wants the men to play better. We all do. It is very painful to have a man at the moment. I try to just ignore him and forget that I have him. So I just roll him out there and I don't look at his stats. It's easier that way. It's not good, but it's easier. Here's some more context for that. The points league question. I have Trey Young, Trey Murphy, Kawhi, Luka, Cam Thomas, Giddy, Booker, all out. And that's half my team because we have 15 two IR spots. Okay, so it's 15 roster spots. So what's that? Okay, so it's like 100 players-ish. So we're probably top 4. Yeah, look, if you've got unlimited moves, I think Oubre, Ben Simmons, and Middleton are probably all expendable in a 17 league. Yeah, I'd be okay with that if you can just constantly stream. Would I add Rosie in a 14-team category league or Cole Anthony? So who would I prefer, Rosie or Cole Anthony? That's a tough one. Both were good in their last game. Part of that was Suggs being out for Cole Anthony. The Heat need Rosie to play well. He just hasn't. So I think Rozier is probably safer here. If you want to just take a flyer, Cole Anthony, I think his per-minute production can be a lot better. But, if you're looking at a long-term, I'd go Rozier. I think you could sort of plug him in for a week to 2 weeks and just see what happens. Cole Anthony could be trash from tonight. We just don't know. Yes, we did finish our draft, Chad. It was a long one. I don't know if it starts tonight. No idea. So that was a dynasty draft that we were doing for the old man squad. Do I bench Karras tonight? Do I start Isaac? Do I bench Karras for Strus? I think I'd still rather have Karras. He just does a little bit more for me. I'd probably bench both, to be honest, but it depends who else you have on your roster. And do I start Isaac and hope the usage ticks up with lack of bench option with Suggs out? Is Suggs out? Maybe he is. Maybe I missed that one. Now, let me have a look. I'll just check if anything else has come in. It has not. Let me just have a look at the... We did Orlando, didn't we? Questionable. Suggs is questionable. I don't know if that's changed. We've done that game. Oh, this is where I was. If Suggs is out, maybe, but I still don't think they're going to push Isaac to more than 20, 21 minutes. So it would be pretty risky, I think. So you don't have unlimited pickups in the ESPN Points League. The matchup changing 14 to 10 to lower streaming spams. Streaming spams. Love a streaming spam. So you don't have unlimited pickup. I think Middleton is okay as a streamer. Simmons and Oubre. Oubre probably is okay as a streamer with the Sixers relatively healthy now. Simmons is interesting. I know he doesn't score a lot, but he gets rebounds, he gets assists, he gets steals, and I think in an ESPN points league, defensive stats hold some weight. So, yeah. Michael Porter Jr., Lopez, or Terry? Giannis and Dame are out. Giannis and Dame are out, yes. Who would I rather out of these three? Lopez only if you need blocks. If you need blocks, Lopez, if you're okay for blocks, if you've got like a Walker Kessler or Wemby or, I don't know, someone else on your team that can sort of hold those blocks afloat, I wouldn't worry too much about Lopez. I think I'd go MPJ. I think he's relatively safe. He hasn't been particularly good, but yeah, I think he's okay. Thoughts on Zion doing work on shoot around? It's a good sign. We still don't have a timeline at all, but any work is good work when it comes to Zion, but they're just going to be so cautious with him. He should be rostered. Throw him in your IR spot if he was dropped. And Chad is getting hit hard tonight with Collins, Suggs, and the surprise Bane likely out. Yeah, we haven't done the Memphis game yet, but we will get there. Yes, he did. Michael Porter Jr. did get benched for Russ yesterday. Denver are a bit of a mess at the moment. There is obviously trade rumors regarding Michael Porter Jr. I don't know if we want to worry too much about that at the moment. But, yeah, look, I mean, you can be worried. I'm not too worried. I think they just went with Russ. He was just having a good game. 9 times out of 10, I think they'll still go with Michael Porter Jr. Oh, and Steve says that Zion was dropped and you got him. Yep, good job. If you can just throw him in there, he could be back in a week or two. We don't know. But once he gets back, he's obviously a very, very good fantasy player. Washington at OKC. Wizards, Bilal Coulibaly is questionable. Alex Saar is also questionable. So if Alex Saar is out, we're rolling out Jonas Valanciunas, I would assume, although knowing the Wizards, they will probably start Marvin Bagley. Against Hartenstein, actually, they'd probably go Valanciunas, I think. But Bagley will play a bit more. If Coulibaly is out, it's probably Keyshawn George that moves in. I would say it does make them quite small, but they don't really care. So keep an eye on the injury report there, because Keyshawn George is intriguing when he plays heavy minutes. And if Saar is out and Valanciunas can get 25 minutes, we know that he could get you 13 and 12 with a block. Which is worth probably starting tonight. For the Thunder, nothing to talk about. Jalen Williams, the other Jalen Williams, Jay Will, I get him mixed up. I think it's Jay Will, is back. So he's not going to play a lot, but good to see him out on the court. It gives them a bit more depth at center spot. But yeah, we know Kayson Wallace if you need steals, Alex Caruso if you need steals and blocks, Isaiah Joe for threes, just our usual streaming considerations. But again, with 14 games, probably not tonight. The Clippers at Memphis, for the Clippers, Zubats is questionable. If Zubats doesn't play, is it Mo Bamba? I don't know whether they'd want to start Mo Bamba or whether they would just... they probably couldn't afford to go small against Zach Edey, I don't think, and Jaren Jackson. So it would probably be Mo Bamba who would get the start. I prefer Kai Jones, but I don't see them starting him or anything like that. But that is something to keep an eye on. If Zubats is out and you need blocks and rebounds, Bamba might be interesting. But he is also coming back from injury, so I don't know if they would play him Zubats minutes, because they also have Nick Batum, who they can throw in there as a small ball center if they want to. Chris Dunn for steals. For the Grizzlies, Ja Morant is off the injury report, so he will return, which will impact Scottie Pippen. But Desmond Bain, as someone alluded to that, someone said it. But anyway, with Desmond Bain potentially out, well, I don't think they'd start Scottie Pippen alongside Ja Morant. It would probably be Jake LaRavia might get the start. I mean, it doesn't matter. I don't think who it is matters, really. We're rolling with Zach Edey, Brandon Clark, very borderline. Jalen Wells, nah. Aldama, just continue streaming him. He has slowed a little bit, but Marcus Smart still out. Look, Pippen, if you need assists, he might still play 20 minutes. Portland at Dallas. For Portland, Rob Williams is questionable. That is something we want to keep an eye on, because if he doesn't play, Donovan Klingon could hit 20 minutes. Both of them, they've been hitting about 11 to 12 each. So take one of them out of the equation and mathematics would tell you that the other one will play double. Probably not that simple, but 20 minutes of Donovan Klingon is worth maybe streaming in. You could get 8 rebounds, 3 blocks, something like that. And they do need to go big against Dallas. Derek Lively, Dan Gafford, obviously one of the better center rotations in the league. So keep an eye on that injury report there. For Dallas, Luka is questionable to return. He's been out for 3 games, I think. Three or four. So him coming back will obviously send Quentin Grimes, Spencer Dinwiddie back to the waiver wire in a lot of leagues. Klay Thompson, keep rolling with him. Somehow he's playing well, so don't ask questions, just accept it. Phoenix at Denver. Move that up to the top. Still without Booker, so Booker is going to miss probably another week at least. Grayson Allen is out with a concussion. So we're going to get more Royce O'Neal. He is potentially worth streaming tonight. He's looked okay. He's doing enough. Not really anyone else there on the Phoenix side, though. For Denver, we were just talking about them. Russell Westbrook has been playing good minutes. He looks good out there. Michael Porter has taken a little bit of a hit, but yeah, I think I'm still okay with rolling Porter out tonight. But we'll see. I could be very wrong. Westbrook should be rostered, I think, in all leagues at the moment. But we're not really worrying about any of the other bench guys there in Denver. Indiana at Golden State. Pacers, TJ McConnell coming off a double-double. I don't think we get that again. It was a favorable matchup. They blew out Sacramento. Second night of a back-to-back is going to be tough for the Pacers. Luckily, they didn't have to travel very far. They only had to go from Sacramento to Golden State. They could walk, couldn't they? It was close enough. Here in Australia, we walk everywhere. Yeah, TJ, if you need steals and assists, fine, stream him in tonight. Toppin has been playing well, but tonight I don't think you can really consider starting him. Unless he'd need injuries in 25 minutes to be startable, I think. Mathurin, I said I think he's a drop in my summary reaction thing I did on Twitter. Maybe he gets going again. I think he will at some point, but based on what we've seen, they're getting healthier. They're getting guys back. Neesmith is very close. Ben Shepherd is there. Johnny Furphy's getting some minutes. I think Mathurin can be moved on from, and he'll probably go out and have 30 tonight. For the Warriors, Dennis Schroeder playing his third game. They've had one good one, one bad one. Not him personally. He hasn't been great at all. I think he's probably a drop, but if you have held him and you want to give him another game or two, that I think that's fair because he was very good to start the season. Trayce Jackson-Davis looked really good in the last game. We will see how he looks if Draymond plays. Draymond is still questionable. I think they should just be playing Trayce Jackson-Davis at center. I know he's a bit undersized, but he makes up for it with athleticism and just his end-to-end speed and all sorts of things. I think he should be out there. Jonathan Kuminga probably trending towards a drop as they get healthy. Pajemski, he's looked okay the last few games, but again, when they're healthy, when they're deep, both he and Buddy Hield, I think, can be dropped. And are we at the last one? We are. Thank God. Detroit at Los Angeles. for Detroit, we talked about Tobias Harris before. Maybe he gets something going tonight. Asar Thompson, no need to be holding on to him. Jaden Ivey, if he was dropped anywhere, I would be adding him. Jalen Duren was pretty good in the last game. This is going to be harder against Anthony Davis. If Davis plays, Davis is questionable along with LeBron. Duren, would I start him tonight? He's pretty borderline. I'd be okay with starting him, but wouldn't blame you for moving him to the bench either, especially if Anthony Davis plays. If Anthony Davis doesn't play, maybe Duren, you give him a bit of a look. For the Lakers, D'Angelo Russell has been also better. Startable, maybe, against Detroit. Anthony Davis, LeBron being in or out will obviously impact a lot of guys. D'Angelo Russell, Gabe Vincent, Max Christie, Rui Hachimura. Basically, everyone gets a bump if they're out. I would assume they'll play. Let's say that they'll both play and cross that bridge when we come to it. All right, how long have I got? I've got about 10 minutes. So let's have a look at questions. Where were we up to? So still more Simmons and Middleton questions. Simmons and Middleton do have good playoff schedules, yes. You have to get to the playoffs first, though. Keep that in mind. Look, as I said, Simmons is the intriguing one for me because he used to be very good when he was in Philly. We remember what he did there. Could he give top 60 value per game basis moving forward? 15, 10, and 8. 15 might be a bit higher, especially with Cam Thomas coming back. I think he might be closer to 10 or 11 points. A steal, yes. 8 assists, yes. Rebounds, I'd say closer to like maybe 11 or 12 with 8 and 7 with a steal, 50%. And we do have to remember that we still don't know if he's going to play back-to-backs. We haven't seen since the Schroeder trade, they haven't had a back-to-back. I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, but that would impact his overall value, obviously, because if he's not going to play back-to-backs, then you've got to remove a certain percentage of those games from his rest of season. Can't wait till Terry pops off on my bench and Brolo has a 20-10 and 5-block game. Yeah, I said at the top of the show, you are going to have regrets tonight. I'll do a post-game show and I'll go through a few of my rosters and tell you the players that I benched. And I bet that I have at least a handful of guys that I should have started and then a couple that I started and just put up duds. They might start Kennard. that's a possibility. Look, he would be a decent fit there. Kennard actually can handle the ball a little bit as well. If you remember way back to when he was in Detroit? Yeah, I think Detroit. So that's a possibility. Would I drop Dennis Schroeder for Drew Smith? I probably would personally because I don't think Schroeder is going to be a must-roster guy. I think Drew Smith, he's just intriguing. But you could certainly give Schroeder another game or two. That question from friend of the show, Matt Carmody, who I believe I beat in our matchup last week. I'll just put that out there because I don't win matchups all the time. But it was very close. It was very close. When three of the big rumor trade guys are on your team, would that be a positive or a negative? It's a good question. You could probably make a case for both, I think, depending on if they have a rumored landing spot. whether you think a trade is going to increase their playing time, increase their opportunity, or is it going to send them to a bench role? Like someone like a Zach LaVine, for example, if he's traded, I really don't see a big shift because he is who he is. He's good enough that he has to be starting. So I'm not too worried. It's when a guy is either traded from a starting spot to a bench spot. Like if Vooch was traded, for example, I think he'd probably take a hit wherever he went. So I think it can be both. And it can be, depending on managers in your league, you can use it as an opportunity to try and buy low, sell high. We don't really have a lot of firm rumors at this point. We've got rumors, oh, this guy is on the trade block, that sort of thing, but we don't have a lot of locked in, this is where they're potentially going to go. So probably not quite yet. Reason you're interested in Simmons is because Mr. Lloyd is hyping him up as a league savior. Yeah, look, I think, as I've said, from those three names that you gave us earlier, Simmons is the one I'd consider as probably a hold. Oubre, I don't think so. Middleton, nah, I don't think so. Simmons has the highest upside. But he also, well, Middleton comes with risk as well, but Simmons, I think you could argue, has more risk given his injury history. So, yeah, and I know Josh is hyping him up as well. So, yeah, I think that's okay. What's Chad got here? Karras, Struce, McBride, Dunn, Drummond, Goat, Isaac, Buddy for four spots. So you need to pick four of those? Is that what you're saying, Chad? Just let me know if that's what you're saying, that you need to pick four of those guys. Yeah, it would make sense for me to have Schroeder coming off the bench as the point guard and running that second unit. But and we could get to that point. As we know, Kerr changes his starting lineup every night. So, yes, that would make sense. And Chad has confirmed, yes. Okay, so we need to pick four of those guys tonight. Okay, I'd probably have top of that list for me would be Olynyk, maybe. There's risky again. We don't know how many minutes he's going to play tonight. Based on what we saw last night, I would have Olynyk at the top of that list. Drummond, I don't think so. Not with Embiid healthy. Isaac per minute, he's good. Buddy, it's just a bunch of nothing, isn't it? Really. Chris Dunn is relatively safe. I mean, he plays 25 minutes. He gets you 2 to 3 steals a game, so I think his floor is safe enough. So Chris Dunn, I would probably have. Karis LeVert, I don't mind because he doesn't have to score. He gets steals. He gets some assists. So I might go Karis, Dunn, Olynyk, Isaac, maybe. I don't know. Isaac, if you need defense. Buddy, if you need threes. Would I bench Chris Middleton for Assar, or is that getting too cute? Too cute, I think. I'd still go with Middleton, especially with Giannis and Dame both out. And yes, it was a good win last week. Yeah, it was. I think I got a bit lucky on the last day. I think I ended up winning like 5-6-3 or something, but I think I had some good performances on the last day. All right, that will do, everyone. Thank you. That was a long one. Post-game show will be even longer. Might have to just pitch a tent and sleep in here and run a four-day show. But we don't have any games tomorrow, so that's a good thing. So I'll be back with a post-game show tonight. What time? I think the last game is 2:30 p.m. here, our time. Yeah, so it'll be sort of usual time. I'll wait until the games are finished. It will be a long one. Bring a coffee, bring a beer, whatever. whatever the time is, a 24/7 fantasy channel. Imagine. Then I'd have no life. And I don't think I'd have a wife either if I did that. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I will be back and I'll do the show later. Please go and download. Please subscribe. Do all that stuff. I know most of you probably already do. I am Adam King. This has been the Balls Deep pregame show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.